Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of a financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out our thoughts, our feelings, our words, and our actions. So does the U.S. economy, so does the world economy, nation by nation, person by person. It starts with each of us. We hold the key. We do this each day by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 161. Surrender to your inner voice. Surrender to your inner voice. Surrender is a curious word. For so many people, they literally take it as giving up, as if you're in a fight and you have stuck your hands up in the air and said, I give up. What it really means in the greater sense is to render up. We use the phrase give up, but it means render up, as if you are releasing, as if, say, you're making chicken soup and you put it into a pot and it renders up this fat and leaves behind all the nutrients. That's what it takes out of the chicken. When you're boiling it in the pot, simmering in the pot, it renders out the fat so that can be released and you can have left behind the nutrients. And in a sense, that's what you're doing when you allow yourself to surrender to your inner voice. You're releasing all that is fatty, toxic, blocking your way. You're giving that up so you may be filled with the nutrients of the life force energy within you. So you will be guided by a higher source, a pure source, not your mental self. And so when you surrender to your inner voice, you are releasing all your mental ways learned and simply absorbed by being part of the human race. You are releasing your hold, your compulsion to do it your way, the human race's way, for the higher way filled with God's nutrients, God's pure health, God's pure wisdom. So you are giving up yourself, in a sense, your mental self, the learned ways, the ego's ways, the personality's way, so you may render up a higher, better direction by following the guidance of your inner voice, your God self, your heart self, your soul self. You see, surrender also means yield to another on compulsion. Yield, as in literally meaning to pay. And that's often associated with not just giving way to a physical force, like you're yielding to a bigger car or truck on the road, let them go ahead of you. The other meaning that pertains here is to produce or bear, as in results, profits, or crop. So to yield to another is to allow yourself to bear fruit, if you will, to have a life filled with true peace, harmony, and prosperity when you yield your way for God's way. Your way, your knowing it all, your hard convictions, your opinions, when you yield your way to God's way, you yield your normal way of responding, compulsions, out of habit, out of picking it up and following it, other people's words for so long, perhaps out of habit of anger, not even known anymore that it was based on anger, perhaps out of habit, something you learned a long time ago as a child, and many of us grew up in, quote, dysfunctional families, so our lessons were really not based on higher truth necessarily. They were based on a sense of survival. So it's not really the truth that moves you forward. It's the truth that keeps you stuck. You yield your way for God's higher way. And this is how you're able to bear fruit. Bear fruit. Positive life force flowing through you, creating more positive life force events in your life, opportunities for you and others, so all may benefit. So this surrendering, meaning really render up, literally the dictionary says it's give up possession of, also means the phrase give up is to stop trying. To stop trying. How often when you tell someone what you're doing, you're saying, I'm trying to do whatever. Right then and there, catch yourself and recognize that you are not following God's will. You are doing your will. You have not surrendered to your inner voice. You are working hard to maintain your mental, rational reasoning, and yes, ego's way. Surrender to your inner voice. Well, how do you really surrender to your inner voice? How do you surrender to sleep? You know, you can't force sleep. You just can't do it. You can't try to sleep. So you cannot surrender to your inner voice any more than you can surrender to sleep. You can't practice surrendering to God. You rather sleep, in a sense, rest into it. When you are attempting to sleep, which, by the way, you can't really attempt, that's that trying thing again. When you decide it's time to sleep and you get that inner knowingness, think of this as surrendering to God. You get this feeling inside, and you prepare to go to sleep, and you simply perhaps put your head on your pillow and you rest. You simply rest. You don't say, I'm going to go to sleep now, to yourself. If you do, you're one of those people who stays up all night counting sheep. It's simply resting. It's a giving way. It's calming of the mental mind. Allowing yourself to drift to this other place. This other place that's really part of you as well. Some people would say even more of you, the real you. So surrendering is giving up our mental ways, our opinions and our beliefs and our reasoning mind to rest in to our inner voice. Sometimes it's simply a tuning in. For some people, it's resting in by going through meditation, calming the whole being down, slowing down, quieting inside, and coming to rest deep within you, as we do it into our heart center, to connect with God's voice in us. It is a stopping the mental mind. It is stopping the trying. It is relinquishing our control on what is and allowing the greater what is to come forth in us now. So let's do it. Let's surrender to your inner voice. It's a powerful, powerful way to connect with truth. And that's the real reason we're even having this conversation this morning. The reason we've come together for meditation. To surrender to your inner voice. Connect with a truth greater than your mental mind. To connect with a wisdom that knows all that's come before you. All that you are dealing with right now. And all that is available to you after this point in time. That's our reason for connecting. To be one with the universal, powerful, positive presence of all-knowing God. To connect with that part of us we so often forget. That we are one with God. And when we allow ourselves to connect by surrendering to God, then we allow ourselves to be used as a channel for God. We allow ourselves to connect wholly with this energy called God. We allow ourselves to be a vessel for this wisdom, to be a channel for this energy, to be used for a higher purpose. We allow ourselves to connect with a voice, a sweet, gentle voice, here to direct us on our path, to remind us of the truth of our being. Many people in today's world are used to hiring experts, mentors, coaches. There is no greater coach ever than your inner voice. Our coming together each day is to connect you with this inner coach, to be one with the wisdom you already possess within you, to quiet yourself from your mental world, to connect with your inner world, to connect with the strength and wisdom and beauty of peace, love, harmony, and prosperity. And the more that you reside in this place, become one with this energy, the more your world and the world will reflect your inner world. The more you'll be able to tap in to this wisdom and use it in your everyday life to make small and significant decisions. That's why we are guided to surrender to your inner voice. And so, here we go. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Allowing any inner rustling, mental tugging to simply float through. and out. As you focus on your heart center, listening to your inner breath, aware of your chest rising and falling. Feeling such peace as you picture yourself in some environment, recalling a moment in time where you felt such awe, absolute peace and oneness. For me, it was even as close as last night, walking my dog and seeing the sun glowing as it set in the west, and the sky lit up with all magnificent orange and golden yellow, fringed with the blue remaining in the sky. And I felt awe and oneness all at once, captivated by how beautiful God is. Feel your awe moment. Rest in that vision, in that feeling that brings you right back to God's wonder and beauty now inside. Feel that peace. Breathe in this peace. Feel your whole being filled with this peace. This peace that is the energy of divine love. Feel this peace inside as you hold the energy of that moment. The wonder, the beauty, the awe, the peace, the love, the harmony, the prosperity. Your whole being filled with a joy greater than you. And as you focus inside on your heart center, notice this light inside of you. Perhaps there's more than one. Today, I'm in purple, surrounded by deep forest green. Allow yourself to simply be one with this love light inside of you. Be one this pure peace inside of you. Focusing here, the center of your being. Perhaps there's a light deep inside, a pinhole, a swirling light, glittering fairy dust, golden white light at the core of your being. Breathe into this light. This light, this energy source, home to the power and presence of Mother, Father, God within you. Resonating pure love, allow yourself to open up to the power and presence of God within you now. Allowing yourself to rest here, in this pool of divine love and light. Being the beneficiary of God's divine healing love energy. Allowing God's light to fill every cell and atom of your being. Stretching out concentric circles like a pebble tossed onto a still lake, stretching God's love vibration across your entire being, sending out waves of pure love all the way to the ends of your being, your toes, your fingertips, the top of your head, and way beyond. Feel divine love pulsating through you now. Pulsating peace, harmony, prosperity, joy, balance, grace, love. Surrender to God's higher wisdom within you. Now, dear ones, it's time to give up, render up, release any and all things blocking your good. You don't have to know them all. Perhaps that one way of acting or speaking, that behavior that seems to always trip you up. Surrender that way for God's higher wisdom. Release that thought, that nagging thought of lack, fear, concern. Release it now to God's pure love and light, so it may be replaced with God's pure love. Release your small self for God's greater self. See and feel that moment, that concern, that way of being filled with God's divine love now. Allow God's divine love to lead you now. Direct your every thought, your every word, your every action. See and feel yourself lit up from the inside out, bearing the fruits of oneness with God, a life filled with peace. I am peace, a life filled with harmony. I am harmony, a life filled with prosperity. I am prosperous. Feel God blessing you with all the gifts of joy from oneness with divine love. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to live our everyday life from this higher place, this place that surrenders our mental mind to follow God's inner mind. With absolute conviction, knowingness, and trust. So as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle, slow breaths. Feeling such gratefulness as we feel and we see this love light within us now. Anchoring this vision, this feeling in our heart consciousness, knowing we can come back here at any moment and reconnect, surrendering to our higher self. Passing through the inner layers and seeing in our mind's eye the most perfect, beautiful place we've ever seen externally that reminds us of the peace and the love that is God. As we become aware of our physical body temple, breathing into our hands and feet, squeezing them ever so gently, breathing into your heart and your head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Surrender to your inner voice of divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. I am filled with God's life force energy. Be one with the universal powerful wisdom of God. All is well under grace. Om, om,
and so it is. God bless. Namaste.